Blog Talk Radio.
Kings and Conan, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Kings and Conan, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Kings and Conan, your favorite Blog Talk Radio show. Your favorite Blog Talk Radio show.
Some of the views and comments expressed on the J.K. Network contain mature content and may be deemed as offensive in nature. However, they may not reflect the same views held by the network itself. So please, use discretion when tuning in.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Jay King. Welcome to Kings in the Morning. With me, my co-host, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis.
What's up? Thank you guys for all the birthday wishes yesterday. I'm paying for that chocolate cake I ate last night. And Happy New Year.
Robert Redwine is not present.
Oh, at this time. Huh?
Yeah, but he's going to probably be here late. And ladies and gentlemen, coming to the microphone is an icon.
Oh, yeah.
A legend.
Truckin' Lenny.
Yeah, baby.
And a radio show host who needs a freak. Doom, 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 doom. He's a pimp, player, and hustler when it comes to getting his Donetto.
You know, Robert Redwine came up a little short on his ends and the tabulation, so he had to, the reason why he's not on time here is he's got to count those coins. So that he could. Can y'all hear me? Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that yeah.
He... Oh, shit. Y'all ain't supposed to hear. I'm a nice guy. I'm sorry.
As you can see, he's the Mac Daddy of all Mac Daddies, and he's the Daddy Mac of all Daddy Mac.
Like 8-Ball said, bitch better have my money.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about none other than our general manager.
Have you ever heard of a place called Parker Products? Google it.
Our program director.
There is also a character in Jurassic Park named Parker.
Our chief MF.
And if you work where people park their cars, you are Car Parker on the parking lot.
Our head honcho.
There is a guy for the Spurs named Tony Parker. He's not one of my favorite players. However, if him and the Dunkinster beat Miami, I will drop one of my favorite players and put him on the roster.
Our Big Willie.
You so silly.
Our Sambo.
You know that Tony Parker is not a nigger. He just looks like one.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for our, you know Tony Parker is not a nigger. He just looks like one Sambo. Mr. Lynn Tolliver Junior!
Yeah! All aboard!
Johnny, you see how that worked?
Yes, yeah. That was perfect.
I know. You know why, Johnny?
Why?
Because I did it.
Oh, okay.
See, Johnny did it, G.
That's all I ask you to do. Just do it on time. Okay, so Lynn. Go ahead and say what you're going to say.
You're like this. Did you see that? You see how I did it? See? You know when you're talking to little kids, it's like this. See? See?
Yeah.
See?
You can't. Right.
I did it. See? See? You see, it got it. See? It wasn't going to work. See?
And then they go walking around, 2 years old, 3 years old, waddling. See? See? See?
Okay,
but
now Lynn.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday we were talking about, you know, gay marriage, right?
Yeah.
And if gays have a right to marry, I say, yeah, they should have the right. Gay people should have the right to get married. They should have the right to be unhappy and fight just like all, the rest of us.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, do you know that there are a lot of of gay people fighting against marriage too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, but they're down low. Because they're down low, because they're not open with it. The more open they, you know, this whole gay lesbian thing comes, the more likely that it's acceptable. But a lot of the guys that are and girls that are down low,
yeah,
they're down low and they're telling their, you know, they're telling their spouses or the people that they're involved with, hey, I, you know, it's not acceptable. So, you know, it's going to make me lose my job. It's going to put me in a bad light with my family, all this stuff, right?
Right.
But the more it becomes acceptable, the more they got to come out that closet.
And they don't want that to happen.
They don't want that to happen for their own personal reasons. You
but
know, because they're not because they're not comfortable with it.
Not for the benefit of the bulk.
Exactly. So all you down lowers, come
down
out,
lowers.
Come out wherever you are. It's
not
that big a deal.
Free. Down
not, don't make it a big deal. Don't make it a big deal. It's not one. But since we're talking about that.
Yeah.
Jay King's News Reel.
Pro-gays trying to close Christian bakery for refusing to make wedding cake for lesbians. When Melissa and Aaron Klein, owners of Sweet Cakes by Melissa Bakery in Gershon Morgan, refused to bake a cake for a lesbian wedding last February, their decision hit the headlines and brought attacks from gay rights groups who are determined to close the Klein's business. The Klein's refused to bake a cake for a lesbian wedding because they said gay marriages went against their religious beliefs. And at the time, they had plenty of support in their decision. However, the support was short-lived, and now the Kleins were afraid they could be forced to close their bakery due to increased attacks from the gay community. I feel like all these media people, they have not gotten our story, our actual story, and what we're really about and why we said no, Melissa Klein said. Melissa went on to say that people thought of them as hateful monsters who just didn't want to serve gay people. According to the Kleins, their opponents have even gone so far as to make up stories such as while they refused to make a wedding cake for a gay marriage, they had baked cakes for occasions such as divorces, unmarried parents, non-kosher barbecues, and pagan solstice parties. The Kleins utterly deny these reports as tactics to undermine their credibility and an attempt to destroy their business. According to the Blaze, emails calling for the rape and shooting of Aaron Klein have been distributed by some extreme activists in the gay community. Also, some emails wish for illness to befall the five children of the Kleins. Apparently, one email reads, "You stupid Bible-thumping, hypocritical bitch. I hope your kids get really, really sick and you go out of business." The Kleins also claim that some of their existing customers have been harassed by gay advocates, and orders for wedding cakes have dropped dramatically over the past few months, and some orders have been canceled. Aaron Klein said his attorney describes their situation as economic terrorism. Melissa Klein said some customers come in and order things from them, but don't want them to put the order in a box with their business name on it for fear of someone seeing it, knowing where the item came from. Melissa went on to say that the only thing to keep their family going was their faith in God. God has really been helping us through this, she said. Now, see, this is where I get a problem with the gays. Now, I don't want nobody discriminating against gay people. But I don't want gay people discriminating against nobody either. It's their business. If they decide they don't want to make cakes for the gay, then the gay should be cool with that and say, you know what, we won't support you. But when you start being evil towards somebody because you don't agree with their opinion, I don't like that. You know, I believe that gay people should be able to marry. They should have a cake if they want three people on the cake, if they want their dog on the cake. Nobody should determine who's on the cake, and nobody, you know, and but as a business, I have the right, don't I, to say what business I want to do and don't want to do. And if I don't want to do business, don't I have the, I mean, should I be attacked?
Something that's kind of like a, that's kind of a twitch in between type situation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, let's say if they don't want to serve midgets or they don't want to serve, you know, when you're in business to do business with the public, shouldn't all public
be treated the same?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think, now, no, listen, I agree. I think, you know what, I think it's silly for anybody to start telling anybody, or to, especially if you're in business,
right,
to start telling anybody who they should marry or not marry, who they should
right
be in love with or not be in love with. But if I decide as a business that I don't want to make a cake for a lesbian couple, I should not be, I shouldn't be, you know, bombarded and harassed by, you know, by you know, by gays and try to put me out of business.
Yeah, I agree.
That's not right.
So
I mean,
what,
you know,
what is your solution? What is your solution? Okay, the business doesn't want to do business with.
Find somebody that want to do business with you. Find somebody want to do business with you and be in business with them. And bring your business there and tell your friends. But when you start spewing hate, see, I don't like hate being spewed to the gay community. Now, if those people said, I'm not making a lesbian cake, wedding cake, and then they went on the news or they, you know, or they put a sign in their window saying no gays allowed or no, now you got a problem. Now I want to protest you.
Right.
Because, but to do what they do, if I was gay, I'd be like, no problem. You know, now you don't get my business, and I'll make sure the people that love me don't give you their business either.
Yeah,
I just think it's interesting. I just don't like, I think, you know, it's funny how people say, you know, gays, they say, you know, I don't hate, no hate against the gay, but then they when they don't like something, that's what they do. They call hate. They start hating. Don't do to people what you don't want done to you. That's not right. That's not nice.
So shouldn't there be like a sign that says we reserve the right to decline business?
I'm sure that sign is there. I'm sure it's there. But when somebody sends an email, you stupid, Bible-thumping, hypocritical bitch, I hope your kids get really, really sick. Come on. And you think something good, you want something good to happen for you? That's not right. You know,
yeah.
I want to be in business with people that want to be in business with me.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to, but Lynn, because you don't want to be in business with me, if somebody said, I don't serve light-skinned black guys because, you know, I think black should be dark. You know what? I'm just not going to go to his, I'm not going to do business with him. But I'm not going to spend any time trying to put him out of business.
So
it's
then that would
energy
apply also, would that apply also if they didn't want to do business with blacks?
Absolutely. I'm not going to spend any time. I'm not going to waste my time trying to put you out of business. I don't have time for that.
Then why do people boycott?
Well, I think people can boycott, but I'm not going to spew a whole bunch of hate. I'm going to tell my friends, you know, hey, you might, you know, those people, that they ain't cool to do business with. I'm going to tell especially my friends of other ethnicities.
Right.
I'll let them know these people. Hey man, but I'm not gonna send nasty emails. I'm not gonna be the very thing that they've been towards me.
See, well, you know, then they should change their name, because Sweet Cakes, that sounds kind of like a gay lesbian type of title anyway. That's probably why
That's probably why they went there in the first place. That's
fair, yeah.
They probably should call themselves Bitter Cakes. And then, you know, then that'll be, you know, like, Sweet Cakes! I'm a Sweet
Or they
cake.
Can call themselves, or they can call it Bittersweet.
Yeah.
Bitter Cakes. Yeah. Tart Cakes.
Tart Cakes. Ain't nothing but a tart cake party. But you know, but
thing. You know what I think, Jay? I think a lot of people waste a lot of fucking energy.
They do. That's all I'm saying. People waste a bunch of energy being negative.
Yep. Because like this, hey, I'm coming in and I'm bringing like six niggas with me. We don't serve niggas. Okay, I'll call somebody else. Hey, I got a crew of six bros. You're like, come on, baby, we serve soul food too. Here, check it out. You know, so, hey.
Takes more energy to hate.
Yeah, it does.
But I don't understand. I don't understand how gay people become so hateful when they are, you know, when somebody doesn't accept it. Don't waste your time on those people.
I know why they become hateful, because gays are mistreated. Like a lot of people are mistreated. Don't get me wrong. Because they pick on short people, they pick on fat people, they pick on tall people, they pick on, you know, skinny people, they pick on, you know, and some people just can't take it. You know, so. You know, I don't think there's been, except for, you know, the bashing of black people, the killing of them, and the slaughter of the Jews and the Indians. You know, I don't think that there's other groups. You don't see no short people killings. You know, you don't see no, you know, but you see those gay bashing.
You don't hear about the short people killings. But they're out there.
I'm not talking about Aborigines in Australia, because they're kind of short, right?
And I'm talking about the Oompa Loompas. You don't know what's going on. There's a whole bunch of Oompa Loompa murders going on.
Yeah.
I'm joking, Lynn. I'm joking. I don't.
You
know what? Listen.
You know,
I agree with you. I know why, but I'm saying don't get as evil as the evil. Don't be consumed by the evil that you hate, that you don't like.
Right.
You know? I fight for the gay cause. Because of that. But when the gays start acting like the evil, I'm like, y'all, you know, don't, you know, is this what you guys really want? If it's not what you want, don't be an ignorant ass because of these ignorant asses.
Yeah, you know, they ought to have, like, hearing gays, hey, if you're gay and down low and, you know, you're tired of seeing gays being picked on, call the gay hotline and, you know, let us, like the suicide hotline and the debtors collect, you know.
Well, Edward
from
Connecticut, he says it's not all gays, Lynn. He says just the militant ones.
Well, of course. It's just the militant niggas. It's just the militant, you know.
Yeah, it's the militant. Hey,
violent.
But I tell you
just
what.
The violent factor. Yeah.
That's a couple of gays that you try to talk all tough to. You know, you think because he dress up in the dress.
That
he won't dig off in that ass. Exactly.
He might.
Edward said, in a way, I think you are correct, Jay. Even though you were joking, I am sure some people have been killed because they were small. And if they were 7 foot, 300 pounds dude, they would have been left alone. That's true. And some people thought that they was going to whoop on a little small guy. And found out that he was all over him like a spider monkey.
And they lost their nuts fucking with a shorty.
Ain't nothing worse than trying to get a little bit.
Hey, fooling with a shorty, they came up short. I tell you who won't come up short.
Jay King's News Reel.
Jennifer Lopez. Because she's so diva-ish. Her crew is starting to act like a diva.
Okay.
It's normal for Jennifer Lopez to act like a diva. Somewhat, I guess. But her crew? Well, that's a different story altogether. According to E! News, Chrissy Teigen's best known for being the significant other of John Legend, took to Twitter to slam Jennifer Lopez's crew for demanding diva treatment. I won't go into it, but Jennifer Lopez people need to calm the F down, she wrote.
Wow.
I love Jennifer Lopez, but as I'm sitting and watching John perform, I don't need her people to lay down the J-Lo laws. I have never once been asked to leave an area for an artist's supreme arrival. Maybe I should carry around a horn and streamers. Because, you know, the way it works is like this, Lynn. In the backstage area, once, you know, if an act is opening for another act, the act that's opening, when the next act's team come in, they clear out the backstage area. Okay?
Okay.
And they can clear it out. They can clear everybody from back there. Now, but they know who to be clearing and who not to clear. Because when En Vogue, we were in Hawaii, and En Vogue came back.
Yeah.
They cleared everybody out except me.
Oh.
I just got to look like you shouldn't be trying to clear me out or something like that. Because they cleared everybody out. Did nobody come say nothing to me?
Yeah.
But that's rude. I don't think, you know, I think when you see artist managers, when you see those kind of people that you can recognize, you leave them alone. If you see their family, you leave them alone. If you see people that you know clearly belong backstage, you leave them alone. Like Janet was backstage with me, right?
Yeah.
And they were trying to clear her out. And then I had to let somebody know she with me so she could be backstage and they wouldn't fool with her and get cut to the white meat.
Cut to the white meat.
Edward said, thanks for explaining that, Jay. As someone who knows nothing about the music business, I appreciate you laying out the backstage thing, how the backstage thing works. But, you know, and I know a lot of people don't understand that because I know that it's kind of weird, especially if you've been backstage before and you got a pass and they say, well, your pass isn't good anymore. And you say, well, I got a pass. I got this from the group. And then you start arguing with security, and next thing you know, they're standing around you like they're making $100,000 a year when they're making $4.25 an hour.
Yeah, mate.
Oh,
when Club Nouveau was on tour, I used to battle with security. I would battle with security because I don't like the way they treat people.
That's where you got the battle beats from, right?
No, that ain't. I'm not going to blame the battle beat on that. Hey, but you know what? So yesterday, Janet calls me, and this guy, what's his name? I can't. Willie, God, what's his last name? Anyway, the club that we did the battle beat at,
yeah,
she saw him and they were talking, and so she put me on the phone with him, and so hopefully he and I'll talk. But we did the battle beat, the video at his club, the video that Daryl Plowden continues to threaten me that he has, but I don't believe he has that.
You think this guy who has the club has the video?
He might have the video. If he does, I have to get it and destroy it immediately. That video, like the song, cannot really see the light of day. We can play the battle beat right here on the Jay King Network, but that's the only place we can play it.
Yeah,
so
now
it's time, people, you could take a seat.
Can you imagine that on YouTube?
No.
Hey, what if that's your next pot of gold?
If that was my next pot of gold, then it has to be fool's gold.
Not necessarily, man. There's a lot of people that are into nostalgia. You know, if you take my head back to the time that you released that, when you cut that record, back in that time, man, that would have fit right in. That would have wedged right in between a couple of other smashes on the Super Soul Pop Lock Weekend.
Super Soul Pop Lock, huh?
A Super Soul Pop Lock Weekend.
That's right, the battle beat. Why do they sound, the battle beat. Why do everybody sound like this? Why did everybody in that era sound like this? Lynn, I'm your DJ. Why did everybody sound like this when they did their
DJ? That's kind of crazy. You know, that's kind of good. They call that Ron Radio. 75 degrees, everybody. Everybody. 75 degrees coming on, you know, coming on strong. I'm coming on strong. Hey, why don't you come on mid-tempo, nigga? Why don't you come on
okay.
Life for a change?
Let's for the next 3 minutes, let's each of us, as we're talking, let's use that voice. Johnny, let me hear your voice like that.
All right. Come on down to Spokane, where the weather is like 68 degrees right now with a nice breeze.
Okay, starting right now, you guys, this is the only voice we're going to use while we're doing our show. Is that cool?
Yeah, it's very cool, buddy. Hey, you sounding good over there. Sounding good coming in.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Johnny, you cannot laugh in a voice other than the voice that you have right now like this. You cannot laugh in your regular voice. Don't blow it. Don't blow it, Johnny. Robert's not here today. Robert is on a hemlock diet, and his diet causes him to not be on the radio every day because he cannot handle his hemlock. Hurrah!
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's probably drinking a lot of cough syrup. You know, cough syrup gets you a nice little buzz, too. A real
and his
nice
Liz
buzz.
Say, ha-ha, when he gets back, bitch better have my money.
Yeah.
I want to read a newsreel, guys. Let's see what we have here.
Let's see how you work.
Jay King's Newsreel.
Tina of Mary Mary's husband blames devil for his cheating. Do Christians blame the devil to avoid responsibility? Teddy Campbell, who was married to one of the sisters of the gospel duo Mary Mary, reportedly had an affair. Campbell cheated on his wife, Tina Campbell. While he has not spoken out publicly and given an explanation for his alleged action, it has been said that he blames the devil. The devil made me do it. Campbell took to his Facebook page, stating that the devil was trying to take hold of both of them. He said the devil was, after all, his sexual immorality, and was also after his wife's emotions, making her angry, unforgiving, prideful, and full of rage. He also shared that he and his wife fought against the devil after bringing these sins to light. The Campbells have asked their fans to follow them and support them in a month of fasting and prayer in order to fight back at the devil. They believe that at the end of the month, their marriage will be saved, and they will have overpowered Satan and his attacks on them. Blaming the devil is not an uncommon practice among self-identified black Christians. An assistant professor of sociology from Vanderbilt University, Richard Pitt, has studied church conflicts and says that the devil comes up quite frequently in conflict conversations. Pitt believes that Satan is used as a scapegoat very often in the church, so that the members who are committing the sin have a chance to see that sin is without being directly accused of anything. They are still responsible for the actions, but are able to save face this way because the devil made them do it and is blamed for their wrongdoing and not them. Esther Akalatz, assistant professor of the practice of pastoral theology and world Christianity at Duke Divinity School, believes that blaming the devil goes against Christianity and that people should still be held responsible for their own actions without blaming the devil. She says that you can still pray for those who have done the wrong things, but still hold them accountable at the end. She doesn't believe the devil made them do it.
That's a good story, Jay, and a good concept to get a little trim on the side. And then,
yeah,
you know, get back with your wife.
Satan.
Yeah, and get back with your wife after you've done a few or two.
Okay,
and say,
all right. 3 minutes are up, you guys. That was horrible radio right there. Wow.
That's horrible
radio, Lynn. Just think if we did our show in that kind of voice? What kind of radio? You know, how many people would listen to it?
Horrendous.
70s. Oh, my goodness.
But the story was kind of funny when I was doing it in that voice. The devil made them do it.
The devil.
But you know what? That's what, you know what? That's the good thing about being in the church. Let the church say amen.
Wow.
You can always blame the devil.
Amen.
Well.
Delia said it sounds constipated.
Trying to get a load out.
Thanks, Delia. With support like yours, how can we lose?
She said, we're full of shit.
I want to know if anybody in the chat room, if you guys like that.
They couldn't have. It was back in the 60s, they did.
Yeah, that's the wild
Edward
thing
from Connecticut said, if I knew my wife would fall for that BS, I would blame the devil too. Honey, the devil made me eat that cake. Honey, the devil made me watch football instead of mowing the lawn. I asked anybody if they enjoyed any parts of that broadcast.
The Ron Radio episode.
Yeah, nobody enjoyed it.
Of course not. It's terrible. You want to hear what the people sound like on the real? How you sounded, baby? I'm sounding good. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know, Lynn. I kind of like my voice when it's doing this right here.
I knew a guy named Calvin Drake who was on the radio. He sounded like that. He talked normal like this. He'd say, hey, Shotgun, how you doing? Hey, hold on, I got to do a break. Man, it's Calvin Drake coming at you 65 degrees all day outside. You know, and then when people would, when you did remotes, they would do like this. Hey, this is Calvin Drake. Hey, talk like you're doing when you're on the radio because you don't sound like that. They're wondering, what the hell is going on? So.
Edward said, it's okay for maybe one of you guys to do it for a couple of minutes, but not everyone.
No.
So what we do is we'll take breaks. Every couple of minutes, each. Now, I'm joking, Edward. We're not doing that.
No way.
Just, no way, Jose.
The Stepford DJs.
Unless Robert Redwine was here, we'd have him doing it for the whole show. Yes, way,
yeah.
Garcia. Speaking of Robert Redwine.
Here he goes.
Jay King's News Reel.
Rock Hudson's alleged gay confession recorded secretly by his wife, revealed after decades. So his wife recorded that he was recorded his confession, Lynn.
Clever.
I'm gonna record Robert one day.
What, snoring or sucking snot?
Confessing.
Oh.
I think if I catch him at the right time, he'll confess, crack-a-lacker.
Confessions of a gay king.
Yeah. No, that's not. That was Pandora. I'm sorry, I'm supposed to be reading the story. Let me see if it'll... Actor Rock Hudson's so-called gay confession to his wife. A conversation that was recorded more than 50 years ago has been revealed as part of... Hold on, let me see if I got it. Hold on. Let me see if this is the gay confession. Is this a confession or is this just somebody just talking? Hold on. Is he gonna play?
It may be a commercial in front of it, like most of them do.
No, this is.
They give you the teaser.
This is the guy that's doing. You know, y'all know how this works. This is Kings in the Morning.
An old Hollywood movie. Actor Rock Hudson's so-called gay confession to his wife has been revealed as part of a secret file released by the family of Detective Fred Otash. The Hollywood, as the alternative to the Hollywood Reporter, claims that the star's wife, Phyllis Gates, confronted the Hollywood legend about being gay back in 1958. That confrontation was secretly taped by a private eye who had dirt on everybody in Hollywood, from Marilyn Monroe to Judy Garland.
This rumor has been around forever. He actually never publicly came out, but he died of AIDS in the 80s.
Right.
So it's interesting to have this tape now of him talking about it with her. I guess he did a Rorschach test where he saw snakes and butterflies, so, and meant all these things. But she says to him, you know, when we have sex.
Okay. This is a gay guy talking, too. I don't know if you can tell. All right, so I'm going to leave the story like it is. I'm going to read the story because they don't know it. They couldn't do it better than me anyway. Because I'm going to be Rock Hudson and his wife when I read the story.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm not just reading the story. You guys, see, I was going to let you guys hear them talk about it. I thought they were going to play the recording. But since they won't, I have access to it, and I'm going to be Rock Hudson and his wife. Actor Rock Hudson's so-called gay confession to his wife, a conversation that was recorded more than 50 years ago, has been revealed as part of a secret file released by the family of Detective Fred Otash. Back in 1958, Hudson's wife, Phyllis Gates, confronted the Hollywood legend about being gay. According to the Hollywood Reporter, that confession was secretly tape-recorded by Detective Fred Otash, a private eye who had dirt on everyone from Marilyn Monroe to Judy Garland. Gates had hired him to keep tabs on her husband. Rock, okay, so this is Phyllis Gates. Rock, you're great speed with me sexually. Are you that fast with the boys? Gates asked Hudson during the transcript of discussion obtained by the THR from Otash's family. Well, it's a physical conjunction. Boys don't fit, so this is why it lasts longer. Gates' 1955 marriage to Hudson eventually deteriorated, as she described in her book, My Husband, Rock Hudson, via a Los Angeles Times. Their sex life, let's just say that our sex life was brief and hurried. He reportedly told her, Phyllis, all women are dirty. She wrote that she dodged phone calls from young men who claimed they were fans while Hudson disappeared for hours at a time. Domestic violence was also allegedly another issue. She filed for divorce in 1958, citing mental cruelty. Hudson, who died of AIDS in 1985 at the age of 59, never came out publicly despite incessant gossip about his sexuality. Author Sarah Davidson, who wrote The Magnificent Obsession, his authorized biography, has said that while Hudson may have been secretive about his sexuality, he was always hopeful about love. He wasn't in the S&M, for example, Davidson told the late Roger Ebert, addressing rumors Hudson was into kink. He was basically a very romantic man. He was like a woman. He'd run and tell his friends when he found someone new that he was in love. He always believed there was one single right person for him, Mr. Right. And he was always looking for that person, always finding him, only to find out that Mr. Right was Mr. Wrong. So, I know you guys are going to be clamoring from this tape because everybody wants to hear about this. I don't think gay should be a story anymore, Lynn.
Yeah, I don't think so either, because there's quite a few gays in prominent positions, and I mean, what's the big deal now?
Man, I was watching this one reality show called Million Dollar Listings, and nobody was selling houses like them gays. Man, I was like, wow.
You know why, Johnny?
Because they in the millions of dollars.
No, because nobody was buying houses like them boys.
Yep, that's true.
They don't have children to take care of, you know, except for a few of them. They don't have
right.
women, which is a true expense.
Daryl Plowton said he got the Battle Beat videos for sale for $5 each VHS tape.
Don't have it.
He always trying to act like he selling the Battle Beat. Edward said he agreed.
Daryl, this what you do. Daryl, this what you do. Take that video and have it transferred into an MPEG-4 or to a
He doesn't have it, Lynn. Lynn, I'm gonna tell you something. He's got those tapes like he got a domino game. Okay? Now I'm gonna tell you how good his domino game is.
Yeah, he avoided me.
He avoids everybody. I've been here for a week. I ain't seen Daryl Plowton once. He ain't called me once. Daryl Plowton don't have the videotapes, and he don't have a domino game. That's just straight up 100. So
wow.
Cut it out. Here he is right now. Yes, Daryl Plowton.
It's the Battle Beat.
What's up, Mr. Plowton?
Hey, y'all, I got the Battle Beat for sale. $5 VHS tapes, $10 CDs.
You don't.
Hey.
Got it.
Well, you going to be at Hagerwood?
Yes, sir.
He ain't. First of all, Daryl don't even hang out at Hagerwood Park. And I know because I've been there too many times to see who hang out there, and it ain't him. That's number one. Number two, when are you gonna be ready to play some dominoes? Me and Dosty tired of you running. Dosty staked
you
out your house
day.
One day. Now you're gonna turn your phone off.
I'll call you guys a day.
What time?
Well, I'm gonna go get my laser treatment, and then after that, I'll be ready.
And all right. Call him. He'll just call you.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm waiting on that like I'm waiting on the Battle Beat CD.
How many VH tapes you want?
You don't. First of all, you don't have it, so cut it out.
Gee, I gotta find it. I swear, everybody had one. They did the video with you.
I know, yeah, but y'all don't have it. Robert, now if anybody had it, I would think Rob would have it, the photographer Rob. Robert Lee, because he was there. Even, you know how long Robert Lee been around us? Since 1984, 85, Robert Lee been around. If Robert don't have it, don't nobody have it. So I know you don't have it, Daryl. So I'm not worried about you or the Battle Beat tape.
Okay. All right. I'm looking for it.
Just like I ain't worried about your domino game.
Okay.
Johnny tell you about
my
game. Johnny will tell you. Johnny played some people, then he played me.
It's tough.
Johnny said you was a bad boy, but that
ain't the same kind of game.
I'm bad too.
I'll get back at it.
I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. Yeah, go on mute.
What's that?
I'm gonna tell you
what's
gonna
happen.
You're gonna have a bunch of hats when you leave. Cause I'm gonna keep handing you your hat. Hey Johnny, they're gonna call him Hat Boy. Hat Boy, Hat Boy. Do 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 do. Hat Boy, Hat Boy. Do do Hat Boy.
I think his van got a visor on the front like a hat anyway.
Yeah, well, that's why. I keep handing him his hat. So Robert Redwine ain't going to show up today. Did y'all watch the game yesterday?
A little bit.
It's on the end.
I watched the whole game.
What do you think?
LeBron and them going to have a tough time, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to match up against Timmy Boy.
They don't
have nobody that can handle Tim. Nobody.
Hopefully he can cry this year.
And then when you start matching up their big three against the big three of
San Antonio,
I think San Antonio, I think that evens out there. Because LeBron James is just a monster. But when you start looking at their other players, because Dwayne Wade had a game of a lifetime yesterday. He had an incredible game. LeBron James had 18 points, 18 rebounds, 10 assists. He had a triple-double. Okay? Ray Allen hit some big three-pointers. Chalmers, big three-pointers. But because, and I got to say this, you know, they couldn't beat the Pacers if the Pacers didn't turn the ball over so much. But the Pacers turned the ball over 20 times a game. San Antonio don't. San Antonio had 4 or 5 turnovers in the fourth quarter. And so they don't give LeBron them a chance. And trust me, they try to get they want LeBron them to win.
What's that?
So, because the NBA, you know, because I'm thinking the NBA has become more like the WWF. They're becoming the World Wrestling Federation.
So it's fake.
It's a phony. They know who they want to win. I mean, some of the calls, even against the Pacers, some of the calls they made were game altering charge. Calls that were crazy. And it was horrible, deplorable. And it makes you not want to watch basketball. It makes you say, you know what, this ain't real. Yeah, I saw that article. I saw that article, wrote. So I guess we should address it, Lynn, because this is an article that a federal judge did.
Okay.
Jay King's News Reel.
Federal judge says blacks and Hispanics commit more heinous crimes. A group of civil rights organizations have filed a judicial misconduct complaint against a federal judge for inappropriate comments she allegedly made during a speech. The group alleges that during her remarks, the judge made biased statements against minorities and displayed a non-judicial religious belief in the death penalty. The complaint filed against Judge Judith H. Jones of Houston, who sits on the Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, alleges that she made inflammatory comments during a speech at the University of Pennsylvania Law School in February. During her remarks, Jones is quoted as having said that blacks and Hispanics commit more heinous violent acts than any other racial groups. Specifically, Jones is accused of saying certain racial groups like African Americans and Hispanics are predisposed to crime and are prone to commit acts of violence. Jones is also accused of having said that charges of mental retardation disgust her and claims of innocence and racism are just red herrings. Jones said that the fact a person commits a capital crime proves that he or she is not retarded. She is also alleged to have said that a death sentence provides a sentence to service to capital defendants because they are likely to make peace with God only just before their execution. Although there was no video or audio of her making the comments, 5 students and 1 attorney who were there signed off on an affidavit saying she made the remarks. Among the groups that have joined in on the complaint are the League of United Latin American Citizens, the Texas Civil Rights Project, and the Mexican Capital Legal Assistance Program. Judge Jones, 64, was nominated to the federal bench by President Reagan. She has previously been mentioned as a potential nominee to serve at the U.S. Supreme Court. Judge Jones has not responded to the complaint filed against her. And I have to agree with her, Lynn, because the Mexican that did the Newtown murder, the African American that did Columbine, and the African American Mexican mix that did that Aurora shooting in Denver just prove that
right.
she's right.
Right. And the Boston bombing. Yeah, I see where you're going.
Yeah.
I see where you're going.
So she needs to get rid of, I agree with her, them damn Mexicans and blacks bombing everything, just like that Mexican Timothy McVeigh in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
in Boston. Them black people dragging people in the back of their trucks in Texas. All them blacks. She's right about that heinous crime by the blacks and the Mexicans.
Wow. Confused.
All them. That's Aurora Gab. She said of the dude in Colorado. That's Aurora. or the Mexican dude in Arizona who shot the senator.
Right.
All them heinous acts, or the Mexican guy, the Mexican guy who shot the family in Afghanistan, the village in Afghanistan, all them kids.
Right.
Wow.
And who shot Gabby, the senator?
Yeah, that was in Arizona. That's. Or the black dude that just got that was in charge of what do you call it? He just got busted raping the girl. He was the major in the Air Force, or
he was black.
Yeah, and the Mexicans that shot up Sean Bell. You know. I just want y'all to know, for those of you who aren't aware, who aren't up on the news, all the people that we named, all the different incidences that were recent that we named, all the heinous acts that we just named that have been in the news, were all white people. Not one black, not one Mexican. So maybe she needs to take off her racism glasses. Because she wear glasses, Lynn. And maybe in her glasses, everybody come before her, and she just look like you got to look at her. I wonder. You know, some white people have lips, and white people don't. They don't have a top lip. Johnny, you familiar with that? Because you've been around a lot. I wonder whether she don't have lips. It's like she just got a. It's like when her husband say, "Shut that pie hole." I understand why he would say it, but she just looked like if a black dude did it to her, boy, she'd lose her mind.
Maybe that's what happened.
She don't like Jock.
Jose Jones tore that ass up and left her.
Yeah, I'm gonna pay all you guys back, all you dirty sons of bitches. You Mexican blacks, but when you start looking at somebody who could be that prejudiced, that bigoted, and they sit on a bench with that much power, as many jokes as we make about it, it has to be frightening, because it is to me.
Yeah.
It's very frightening to me. All right, Lynn, what do you got going on this weekend?
That's right, today is Friday, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to relax, man. I'm trying to get my strength back up.
Yeah, how you feeling?
I feel pretty good today.
Yeah?
That's good.
Johnny, what's your show going to be? What's your show on today?
Oh, I got smooth R&B jazz for him tonight. Little remixes of Earth, Wind, and Fire, bunch of stuff.
Okay, cool. Hello to Six Eyes, new co-host on The Real Delia Show, Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Okay, so Six Eyes is a co-host. with the Rodelia. That's good.
He's coming back with a vengeance.
Yeah, I'm glad he. Yeah. He's coming back. You know, it's funny. Six Eyes, and I believe that Six Eyes is really good friends with Michael Jackson, because if you notice, Michael Jackson left our show, wouldn't even come to our show until Six Eyes came back. So I think Six Eyes kind of, you know, he just kind of pulled Michael Jackson back from the J. King Network.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. But I understand, you know, use that clout, use that power, you know.
So Edward said, did you hear about the white guy in Connecticut who killed 9 people because he was about to lose his job?
No.
You hear about these white kids who beat the hell out of a 66-year-old black man? Yeah, I heard about that one. And then her canines do look like she drink blood, too. I agree with you. Gab said her canines, they really are sharp. But she looked like one of them white girls that if a black dude got a hold of her, she wouldn't turn him loose. He'd make her drain her bank account.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what I believe. Wow, and they caught this beating on a cell phone. Several high school students faced long-term suspension and possible criminal charges after they were caught on a cell phone camera attacking a senior citizen. James LeGrand. Hold on, let me see. I don't know why this thing did this. James LeGrand, who works with the mayor's impact, who works with the mayor's impact team near Shoshone Park in North Buffalo. A little more than 2 weeks ago, he was in the parking lot and noticed 2 girls arguing with many other students surrounding them, encouraging a brawl. LeGrand said the students treated as an arena, forcing the fight. He tried, as he had several times before, to break up the fight and eventually got out of his city-issued cameras to take pictures. He warned the students he was going to show the images to their principal at Bennett High School. That's when several male students attacked LeGrand, knocking him to the ground before punching and kicking him in the face. Each time I turned, you know, somebody was hitting me from behind, he said. Someone who did not want to be identified gave 2 on your side the video of the attack. The video was taken by another student. When he came to his senses, LeGrand called 911. It was investigated as second-degree robbery, according to the police report, because the suspect stole the camera and LeGrand's cell phone. Although it might be seen by some as foolish, LeGrand says he had to intervene because he just couldn't stand there and do nothing. I don't know if I could live with myself if I didn't try to stop it. And one of those girls really got seriously, seriously hurt, he said. A spokesperson for Buffalo Police declined our interview request, but said the investigation continues, and police have made progress in the case. The mayor's office said it was an unfortunate incident and described the victim as a long-term employee and a good worker. Meantime, the Buffalo Public School District has done its own investigation and has identified most, if not all, of the students involved. We're told long-term suspension proceedings have already started. Dr. David Mauricio, a PBS community superintendent and former principal at Bennett High School, released the following statement. While this incident is a police matter, we expect all of our students to be good citizens on and off campus. The behavior in question is not at all indicative of the Bennett High School community or the majority of our students. As a former principal of Bennett High School and currently as the community superintendent overseeing Bennett, we strive to instill these positive values with our students on a daily basis. Now, one thing I can say is this, Lynn, I think you and I both know, is that because we've had a couple of incidences in Buffalo or where we contacted somebody in Buffalo, and they reacted pretty swiftly. Remember the girl that
accidentally made that mix a bomb?
No, I'm talking about in Buffalo, New York. The girl basketball team when they would go into the huddle and they would say,
"Nigger." Nigger, right.
And we called the Buffalo School District, and they got rid of the students. And they fired the teacher, the coach. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then remember Nigger Lake, Nigger Road, and Nigger River?
Right.
When New York, it was through Buffalo that we got them to change Nigger Lake, Nigger Road, and Nigger River. And that was in 2011. And in case you guys don't know, in the state of New York, up until 2011, when Kings in the Morning decided to take it upon ourselves and be responsible citizens that love the United States of America, and we fought to get, we said we wanted to get rid of some niggas in New York and scared the hell out of them people. And we said Nigger Lake, Nigger Road, and Nigger River. Well, if you go to Google right now and put in Nigger Lake, Nigger Road, Nigger River in New York City, in the state of New York, I should say, it will tell you that it has been removed. And it was because of us. Lynn, I want to thank you, Johnny, Robert, and myself for making a change in these United States of America.
Yeah.
See what our voices can do? We raise them?
Yeah. From Little Bitty Blog Talk Radio. Oh, happy birthday to Anna, Cool Critic host. One of your Cool Critic hosts, it's her birthday, Lynn?
Hey, Anna Redding, yeah.
Hey,
Anna, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Gemini like me. Don't piss her off.
And I think Gemini, we should all be happy that Williams Durrell is not in the chat room today.
Well, he's not on the bottom.
And we should all be happy that Robert Redwine won't be here to say, "Oh, yeah, babe." You did not mention they changed the lake to Devil's Lake. I didn't know they changed it to Devil's Lake. I didn't know that they. So I just knew that I got rid of them niggas though. That's what I was aiming for. They changed it to Devil's Lake.
So is it Devil Road and Devil River?
Wow. That's a
confused. Wow, let me see. I'm trying to find it, you guys. Let me see. I'm going on Google right now. Wow, let me see what we can do.
Put in Nigger Lake and Devil Lake. And then it's going to come up. It's the same lake, nigga. You devil.
No, because then, you know, Devil Lake would be like another way of saying Cracker Lake, because that's what Louis Farrakhan called
him. Elijah Muhammad said.
She said, "I'm just joking about that." Okay, Edward. Let me see. Nigger Lake in New York City.
Okay.
New York State. Okay. New York State finally renamed Nigger Lake.
To what?
I want you guys. I'm gonna find it right now. I want you guys to know that I'm serious. We should be proud of that. Our whole little outfit. Everybody that listened to the show. You know, you guys. You know, y'all egg us on to do stuff like this. We should be proud, though, of what we did. Early today, a story in the Wall Street Journal reported that environmental scientists had discovered, yes, with surprise, there were geographical features left to discover in America as well. A lake, stream, and road in the remote parts of upstate New York that were named after the N-word. Environmental conservation laws in that state law books spelled out the full names, Nigger Lake, Nigger Stream, Nigger Road. Apparently, no one realized that law books and maps still contain these offensive names. The state government is currently in the process of changing the names of the something different, unnamed lake. It's a temporary placeholder. The WSJ reports that the precise origin of the names is a mystery to even the most rooted locals. Oh, really? The yokels aren't sure about the origin of Nigger Lake. We're shocked. Of course they know where it came from. Go take them niggers to the lake and drown them. Take them down to Nigger Lake. We need to get
they're
rid of
it. They're changing it to Coon Lake, right?
Okay, New York decides it's finally time to, okay, they, let me see. I'm trying to see, because they actually, sorry, the filter censored the web link. Okay, so, all right. Let me see, I wanted to, Father, this is a story I wanted to read to you guys, since women always talk about how we abuse them. What's wrong?
Jay King's News Reel.
High school cheerleader in suburban Minneapolis accused of prostituting younger students. A suburban Minneapolis high school cheerleader is accused of prostituting a younger student by creating an online ad and taking her to see potential customers, pocketing $60 in one case. Monisha Marie Parker, there you are again, Lynn, with your Parkers.
Parker came on strong last night. Parker.
Of Maple Grove, faces felony charges of sex trafficking and promoting prostitution. She is scheduled to appear in court on June 12th. That will be this upcoming Monday. Parker was a senior at Hopkins High School when she allegedly set up a Backpage.com ad for a 16-year-old, driving her to an apartment to have oral sex with the man and taking the $60 the girl made. Authorities allege Parker and the girl drove to another home the next day, but left after the man refused oral sex. The girl's mother called police after reading text messages between her daughter and Parker on the girl's cell phone. Parker's attorney did not immediately return a phone message left by the Associated Press on Tuesday evening. A home phone listing for Parker could not be found. The 16-year-old had mentioned to others that she was trying to make some money. Parker sent the girl a Facebook message and text message about how she could make money having sex, requesting that the girl send her a photo of herself. Parker posted the photos on Backstage.com, listing her phone number as the contact. The charges said, on March 5th, the girl left school and went to an apartment building. When the young girl returned to the car, she gave Parker the $60, and Parker deposited it into her own bank account. The next day, Parker pretended to be the girl's mother and called the school to get the girl excused. The girl left school and went to a home. When the girl was directed to have sex with the man, she refused. You'll be fine. I didn't drive up here for nothing. And eventually, you will need to have sex, Parker told the girl, according to the complaint. The girl told the man she wouldn't have intercourse with him, but she would give him oral sex. The man refused, and Parker drove the girl back to Hopkins High School, according to the complaint. The girl's mother checked her daughter's cell phone after noticing changes in her daughter's behavior and hearing that she had an unexcused absence from school. Minneapolis Lieutenant Kim Lund, president of the Minnesota Juvenile Officers Association, said authorities have noticed more cases within the last 5 years involving teen girls using Backpage.com. However, Lund said, It's unusual to have a case involving a teen prostituting a fellow teen. Most human trafficking cases involve adult men or women contacting teens. Parker admitted to police that she had created the ad and told them she received a lot of calls related to it. According to the complaint, she's free on $50,000 bond. Hopkins High School's last day of class is Thursday, but school officials said they acted immediately after learning of the charges. The school has about 1,800 students. In responding to this incident, we followed our discipline and safety policy, which includes permanently removing a student from campus. So the girl who was the pimp, she's a big...
How old was she?
She's like 17, 18.
And how old was the girl who was she was pimping?
16.
Oh, man.
Well, what does she have on her?
Well, you know, she told the girl she knew how she could make some money.
Yeah, but she took the whole 60 from her.
Exactly. That's why, but then she told the girl, so the girl apparently didn't think that she was having sex because she was having oral sex.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, because they don't know. Because they. Huh?
It's 2013.
Yeah, but a lot of these kids, believe it or not, Lynn, a lot of these kids don't believe oral sex is considered sex. And you can't blame them because the president didn't think oral sex was sex.
So what do they call it then?
Huh?
What do they call it?
It's just messing around again. I don't know. I'm just telling you. I don't know what they call it. I know it's sex. You know it's sex. They don't call it sex.
Shit. Well, you know, if a 40-year-old man goes to bed with a 16-year-old girl and she just gives him oral sex, isn't that nigga going to jail?
Yeah, that should be still
well,
right.
What? Well, what is he going? If it ain't sex, what is he going to jail for?
The devil made him do it.
Yeah. That's what Flip Wilson used to say.
Yeah. The devil made me do it.
Killer.
And Grizz said he called it birth control. Gab called it throat cancer.
Throat cancer.
Since we're talking about love.
Jay King's News Reel.
This is what Nelly says about marriage. The shit you thought was cute becomes annoying. Although he's no longer a prominent celebrity in the music industry. See, I hate when they start off. Why would they start this story off that way? You know, Nelly's had some big hit records. You can't, you know, this guy still, you know, he still has a status. Stop it. Cut it out. The 38-year-old St. Louis, Missouri native Nelly is still considered to be a heartthrob among women. Nelly was reported to have been in a relationship with R&B singer Ashanti for years. But the two never confirmed the relationship and seemed to have parted ways this year. Just recently, Nelly was snapped in a photo with a video vixen he's rumored to have dated years ago. She was featured in one of many of his popular music videos. In a recent interview with VLAD TV, the bachelor and father of four, two of his own and two of his deceased sisters, discussed marriage and whether or not he believes he will be married. Like most men, Nelly reiterated the importance of not being pushed or rushed into marriage. I agree with that. He also references his failed parents' marriage and his grandparents' successful marriage that lasted for 60 years. Nelly even gave viewers some insight as to why industry relationships seem to crumble in comparison to regular relationships. Nelly says industry relationships are challenging because of extensive travel and time apart on whether he will marry or not. Yeah, I think so, but nobody's going to force me. Nobody's going to rush me into anything. Marriage is something you should do when you are ready to do it, and you know this is, you know this is everything. I take marriage very seriously. And I only know two ways of marriage. My parents' marriage didn't last at all. And my grandparents' marriage lasted 6 years. I'm either going to go all the way to 60 or I'm not going to do it. On caring about the public's perception of his relationships, I shy away from public perceptions about my relationships. You can't tell me what I should be doing in my relationship. I'm not home every day. I haven't seen her in 2 weeks. You see, so many celebrities get married and then they're divorced in a year. You know why? It's because when they finally get together, the ish that you thought was cute becomes annoying. So I don't think that industry marriages are in any more or less trouble than anybody else's. I just think that we see them eyeball to eyeball. You know what I mean? I don't think you see when people break up. That's just in a neighborhood. You know.
And you know what about traveling salespeople and people that go on tour and stuff for different things other than music? You know, speakers that go on engagements.
Yeah, but they have the same kind of problems though.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I think that, you know, when you're not into somebody for whatever reason, that's the problem.
Right. Yeah, I think it would be stressful about all the traveling, though, but...
Yeah, it is. I think it becomes an issue, you know, when you're in a relationship with somebody and they want to see you and, you know, they can't just see you because you're doing something and your job, you know, that's how you make your living, and you can't just not work.
Firemen are 3 days on, 3 days off. But you
know,
sometimes
you
know
what?
Traveling.
And a lot of those marriages don't work.
Yeah,
right.
so it ain't got nothing to do with the entertainment. And then sometimes when you go on the road, you glad that motherfucker's gone. Like this, man. I'm glad that motherfucker's gone. Shit. Instead of you like, I miss you, sweetie. I'm glad that nigga's gone. Shit. And then the guy like this. Hey, you know, didn't I tell you to take the garbage out? Hey, I gotta hit the road, baby. Yeah, I'll see you when I get back. I'm gonna be gone for 2 weeks, like Kobe Bryant in your skin.
I'm going to the store. I'll be right back.
No, those were actual things that I from a transcript that I read from phone
for,
messages.
For Kobe?
Yeah. And now you know when I said U.S. teenagers think oral sex isn't real sex? Remember when I said that?
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Edward. Edward from Connecticut sent me this. A study of nearly 600 young California teenagers indicate that having been told to abstain and warned of dangers of sex, such as pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases, they have decided that oral sex is the safest choice. Previous studies indicate that many young people choose to have oral sex and don't consider it real sex. In 1999, a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association showed that U.S. university students didn't think oral sex was real sex. Publication of that study coincided with the impeachment trial of Bill Clinton, at which he denied sexual relations with Monica Lewinsky, who had performed oral sex on him.
I did not have sex. I did not have...
So you see... You see how smart I am, Lynn? I didn't even read this.
I even heard that they thought anal sex was not real sex. Because you can't get pregnant. I heard that.
But you can get booty syphilis.
And you can't get syphilis in the lip?
Yeah, you can get mouth syphilis. Walking
well,
around your mouth walk around looking like Mike Tyson and hit you in the jaw.
Mike Tysonless. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Some of that Mike Tyson syphilis. Yeah, baby.
Everybody has different words that offend them, different things that they hear that they get offended by. To me, the thing that offends me the most is every time that I hear, not nigger, by the way, I mean the N-word. Literally, whenever a white lady on CNN with nice hair says the N-word, that's just white people getting away with saying nigger. That's all that is. They found a way to say nigger. N-word. It's bullshit, because when you say the N-word, you put the word nigger.
Hold on. This is going to be good.
What's that? That's good.
Hold on. I hate when...
Everybody has different words that offend them, different things that they hear that they get offended by. To me, the thing that offends me the most is every time that I hear the N-word. Not nigger, by the way. I mean the N-word. Literally, whenever a white lady on CNN with nice hair says the N-word, that's just white people getting away with saying nigger. That's all that is. They found a way to say nigger. N-word. It's bullshit, because when you say the N-word, you put the word nigger in the listener's head. That's what saying a word is. You say the N-word, and I go, oh, she means nigger. You're making me say it in my head. Why don't you fucking say it instead and take responsibility for the shitty words you want to say? Just say it. Don't hide behind the first letter like a faggot. Just... Hey, nigger, you stupid cunt. I don't know. I don't care. Somebody will kick my ass.
Who was that?
I mean, all this shit goes on in my head. I don't know.
I'm saying...
Really, I thought the word nigger the other day. I'm going to tell you this story. And it wasn't racist. It wasn't a race even connotation. Let me tell you what happened. I went to a coffee place, and it was a cool indie coffee. I don't like Starbucks anymore, because you go there, and they don't care anymore. They just press a button, and some old lady's diarrhea comes out, and they just give it to you. So I go to, a young people cool coffee place with, my band's playing notices on the walls, and it's called, the house.
Oh, dang it. Come on. Don't do that.
Do whatever thing, and... The dude behind the counter's got a tight T-shirt and a ponytail, and he's like, hey, what's up, man? And I was like, hey, can I get a cappuccino? And he's like, yeah, right on, totally. He's amazed that he could help me. Oh, yeah, I got all this stuff right here. That's awesome. And so he starts making my coffee just so, he worked so hard. He ground the beans just for that one cup. And put him in the thing and tamped them with his old thing, and he'd click, clack, and click, and then he took the milk and he frothed it for an hour, and then he banged it on the counter. I don't know why, it was awesome, and he scooped it in and put a little cocoa on it, and he's like, here you go, man. And I was just blown away, and for some reason, as I left there, the thought in my head was, that nigger made the shit out of my coffee.
Hold on, you guys, I almost saw it.
Buffering.
Yeah, it's a
buffering.
That's a buffering nightmare.
Are you sick of your computer buffering?
Well, come on down to Druckenlin's computer buffering fixer.
You gotta throw that computer out of that window, shit.
Yeah.
You know, and it always stops. It's at the best part. You know, this isn't getting ready to get.
No, it's not. He said Jay needs. No, it's not more memory. It's my iPad.
I left there. The thought in my head was that nigger made the shit out of my coffee.
No, it's for some reason when he gets to this one area. when it gets to 16 seconds, yeah, let me put it back to 16. Let me see what happens if I get it back.
Suppose buffering became such a problem, we had to go to buffering school to learn how and everybody could understand.
That's Louis C.K. Edward said that's Louis C.K.
Louis C.K., yeah, he's funny, yes.
And here's my favorite, my most favorite white guy in the world, Reese on the radio.
Holla, holla, pop your collar. I'm outside on a rainy freaking D.C. area, so if you hear a lot of wet and cars driving by, I'm actually on a lunch break and I was just listening to you guys allowing the white man to call us niggas.
Well, you know what, I'm going to tell you something. I say nigga so good, I want to see if a white man can say it better than me and him say his nigga sucks. He don't say it with the same vigor that I say it with.
Nah, the media loves Louis C.K., man. They award him all the time, so he gets the nigger pass. Just like, what was it, Nas said he would slap the ish out of anybody who disrespected Gwyneth Paltrow. She's allowed to use the word nigger. Rapper Nas, there's a video of him saying that because she took that picture of Kanye and Jay-Z in Paris and she put the tweet out that said, real niggas in Paris. And
well,
that wasn't her.
That was Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's what I just said. Gwyneth Paltrow put the picture out there. And,
yeah,
and
I thought you said,
Nas said he would slap the ish.
You said Gwen Stefani. I thought you said Gwen Stefani. Robert, why should we let you on this show?
King J, I had a show last night in Olympia, Washington. I just got back.
Don't worry about it. You're on mute for a while. You had a show. Take the rest of the day off. We don't need
back.
You.
Yeah. Just got back. Whoa.
You know what? You know what? Oh, we have a Negro Park. Negro Bar State Park. Huh.
Wow.
Hey, all I wanted to do was call you guys and ask you whether or not you had talked to any about Paris Jackson. I was interested in finding out if you guys had talked about it. Oh, you're going to get to it? Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, I knew I was going to miss it.
Robert, why should we let you on this show?
It's because my daughter is here, and I just got back from out. I had a show.
Exactly. You see, anytime he tell me about another show that he had, Lynn, I put him on mute.
I just had a show. Hey, I'm
because
sorry,
he wasn't
I'm
late. Because he wasn't late. His dumb ass wasn't late for that show. But this is the same guy, Lynn, that says, King J, where do we go? He could be on. Where are we going to be on TV? You ain't going
to
never be on TV, Robert.
You
and
don't
if,
have to buy
we,
monkey minutes
and,
like
no,
me.
And if we had a show, I would have to. Robert wouldn't be. You know how Lynn, me and you, we would be the permanent.
Right.
but between Robert and Lynn, I mean Robert and Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, they're not. I don't know when they're gonna be here. So Robert, you would never have a permanent spot. You would have a maybe spot.
Hey, check this out, Jay. You ever see those shows where you know, like it's. It says, hey, Matt, my brother came over last night, but you never see him. You never see
right.
the brother. You just think about him. It'd be that kind of actor. It'd be that part of part.
I know how I can be here all the time. If you give me one of them J. King Network iPad phones, see, I'll have it with me all the time. And I can
now
just,
watch this
know.
Right here, Lynn. Watch what happened to Johnny Graham Cracker Davis. Now, what did you need, Johnny? Exactly. That's as bad as the Robert Red Wine. I had another show. Nigga, that show's so important, you can't make it to this show?
King J, I just got back in town.
I don't care. Didn't you know you
were
doing this show?
What town were you in? Where were you at?
Olympia.
Dumbass. And you couldn't, and your phone didn't work in Olympia?
Yeah.
Huh?
Olympia what?
Washington.
Nah, he was in Olympia Dukakis.
Your phone don't work in Olympia?
No. It just get bad.
Huh, Robert?
My daughter's with me. I just got back in town.
Your phone don't work in Olympia?
No.
No, he just got back this morning.
So what, his phone? He didn't have his phone with him?
I don't know. When I got here, I just woke him up.
So you just woke him up is what happened, because he was asleep.
Because he said he got back from the show at 5 this morning.
Yeah, I know. You know what that means?
What does that mean?
That means that he gets to be on mute.
Yeah. He said you're putting on...
Yeah, he's on mute.
Normally, he snorts some freeze-dried and be okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. I'm going to tell y'all something. When we do go to that next level, when we do... Because Robert... See, I don't even tell Robert what's happening, Lynn.
Yeah.
Because Robert don't need to know what's happening. Because, Robert, I'm going to tell you right now, with any kind of success, you're going to see a different Robert. Robert's going to lose his mind. He'll wear... He'll start wearing an ascot, walking around. You give Robert $2 and he gonna swear he got a gazillion dollars.
Olympia is only an hour and 20 minutes from Seattle.
Exactly.
That's what I said. It's only right down the street.
Yeah, Lynn, Robert's full of crap. Robert don't need to be, Robert, hang up. Go do something else. You're not gonna be on the show. We don't need you. I don't know why you think. Come on when you want to come on. What we're gonna do for you is this, Robert. We're not gonna name you in the show anymore. You just
why
come.
Not,
just come when you want to come. When you don't want to come, we don't need you.
Kinga,
oh
love
no,
you.
No! I'm in Saudi Arabia. It's hot here too. And
the nigga said I'm in Olympia, like he really went someplace.
Like he's Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
I'm in Olympia. I was in Olympia.
Come on, man. Robert, full of crap. Robert will never, ever, Lynn, I repeat.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Robert, you will never, ever, ever. Remember I'm saying this to you. If I'm on TV, you won't be. You're going to embarrass me.
Robert, I on groups.
Robert!
Lock you up a devil in your butt.
I do have him. I'm gonna take him this time. You know, and his head is shitty brown. That's right.
Eric McAllister said, Robert is buffering.
That's cell phone talk.
Hey, who is Ramona Robinson, Lynn?
She's a news anchor in Cleveland. What happened to her?
She was in a chat room. She was in Emacs chat room last night.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Channel 5 news anchor. Yeah. Okay.
Not Channel 5. She's in Channel 19.
Channel 19. Get your channels together, Valthine. Edward. What's the story you have? Please send me the link. Hey, beautiful butterfly. How you doing? Beautiful butterflies in the chat room.
Oh,
thank you.
Robert, if you're gonna talk about your show last night, I'm gonna put you on mute. So I don't want to hear nothing about it. Well, I don't want to hear nothing from you.
My phone wasn't working.
Robert, you're on mute again, because I don't want to hear you.
Jay King's News Reel.
Mother and daughter suing Burger King for millions over ice cream cone beatdown. Memphis mother and daughter say they are still trying to wrap their heads around the beating they received at a Fraser Burger King last year. They said they went to Burger King to study and get ice cream, but left with more than they bargained for. Ooh Wee Knots was not an ice cream flavor, but it's what they received. I'm joking. I wrote that. Diana Dunlop said her daughter, Dinesha Claiborne, was at the Burger King studying as she was just passing the time. It's a day I will never forget. When I was on the ground and they was beating me, they was punching me in my face, hitting me with weapons. Dunlop said she decided to have some ice cream while her daughter was studying. But after she paid, the cashier coughed in her hands. Dunlop said she asked the Burger King employee to wash her hands before making the ice cream, but the employee became irate. According to Dunlop, the Burger King employee told them that they need to get their so-and-so out of Burger King. Dunlop said that's when she told her daughter that they were leaving. As seen on surveillance video, the mother and daughter had started packing up to leave when they were attacked by Burger King employees. I see them coming around that corner, running up to me, said Claiborne. The video shows Claiborne alone in the corner getting beaten. I won't go to Burger King for anything. Police took a report, but no one was ever arrested. Now Dunlap and her daughter are suing for millions over the beating. That's crazy, ain't it?
Well, everybody's free money.
Huh?
I said everybody's after free money.
No, that ain't no free money. What are you talking about? How is that free money to you, Johnny? I'm in here. Sure. All I want is some ice cream.
Yeah. But if I seen someone coughing in their hands, I would have just went to a different spot.
No, you wouldn't have. No, you would not have. If you saw somebody coughing in their hands, you would have told them or you would have called the manager and said they just coughed in their hands. You can't make my ice cream after your nasty-ass cough in your stink nasty hands. You're beating on this thing, and you're going to make my ice cream? No, that's why you got somebody working the register, and you got somebody making the ice cream.
Right.
So how are they looking for free money?
Suing.
That's not free money. She's suing them because they beat her. Are you? You know what? I got you on mute now. I don't know who the worst, him or Robert today. He is really becoming more and more Johnny Redwine.
Maybe he's stepping up to the plate. So if Robert gets put off of the show, then you know.
Oh, Robert gonna get put off the show. That's gonna happen. Robert ain't gonna make this. I'm gonna make it a point for that to happen. I'm tired of Robert and his shenanigans.
I
love you.
Robert, keep your little gayism to yourself.
No,
he's trying to go for some makeup sex.
I love you, TJ, but I'm
Robert, I'm not. Hey, Robert, save the drama for your mama. Don't bring it to me.
I got back this morning, King Jay. My phone didn't work on the road.
I don't care, Robert. No, Robert, you got back this morning. You fell asleep. Your daughter woke you up, and then you called into the show. I know how to Tootsie Roll, nigga.
Yeah. So, I got in about 8:30.
I don't care. Hey, nigga, I don't care. That's your problem. Not mine.
Were you driving?
No, he wouldn't drive. He can't drive.
I wasn't driving. All right.
No, of course he wasn't driving. Dumbass.
Okay, so then you
fellow school bus.
You left Olympia at 6:00. You get in at 8:00. Okay, they'll give you a little time, you know, to do the rest proc thing. And that means you were up until 6:00. And then why didn't you take a little nap in the car?
I did.
Oh, it wasn't enough, huh?
Johnny, you can't talk. You were in Sacramento. You couldn't.
Right.
Your phone worked. You didn't have no nigger minute.
The difference between Johnny and you, Robert, is that Johnny actually had a real reason, and he was a long way from home. You, right down the street. You overslept. You're irresponsible, and you're on mute. See.
Jay King's News Reel.
Black employee told, "We freed y'all," by a co-worker who refused to take orders. A black employee in Texas is suing after he says that he was passed up for promotion and subjected to hurtful racist remarks. Dallas is known for being a city that is not welcoming to African Americans, especially those who speak up for themselves. The employee, Darren Foreman, has filed a lawsuit against the city parks department claiming that he is tired of facing consistent racial discrimination. According to NBC Dallas-Fort Worth, Foreman says that one of his co-workers said, "We freed y'all," when he asked him to do a task on the job. Foreman also said that he interviewed for a promotion in 2011 and was congratulated for earning the highest score. He was also allegedly told that he had the position. But despite allegedly being told that he would be promoted, Foreman was passed up for the job. He was again interviewed as the only candidate for a job and passed over again. According to the lawsuit, one person on the three-member panel that interviewed him told Foreman that he had scored high, but a Parks Department official required him to change his scores. Foreman says that human resources confirmed that the original test documents prepared by the interviewing panel had been tampered with. There were erasers, the lawsuit states. Foreman said that although a city investigator told him he should have received the promotion, the investigator later left the city, and the human relations director stopped answering his calls. Foreman says that the racism he experienced on the job literally made him sick. He suffered physical health effects due to racially motivated offensive and demeaning deprivation. He described his symptoms as heart palpitations, high blood pressure, loss of sleep, depression, loss of appetite, and anxiety. He is now on medical leave from his job. Maybe now that this lawsuit may cost the city a lot of money, the human relations director might start returning his phone calls. What year are we in, Lynn?
2013.
And I'm reading that kind of story.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Oh, my God. I shouldn't have took you off mute. Sorry. If you're going to make a dumbass comment like that. You know, I really believe, Lynn, that Robert, you know, I think the sugar thing is catching up to him. Sugar sweet.
Wow. Sugar sweet.
Robert's in a group called Sugar Sweet. And they should call him Sugar Wine. Hi, I'm Sugar Wine. Hi, I'm Sugar Wine. This is my group, Sugar Sweet. 11-year-old girl saved 3-year-old brother by tossing him from fire escape. 911 operator fired for saying blacks have brains like shit, behave like animals. Overwhelming majority of black people satisfied with their lives in spite of horrible conditions. George Zimmerman's attorney gets emotional during Justice for Trayvon BET special. You know, first of all, I do want to talk about Paris Jackson, and I want to talk about Trayvon Martin, and we only have 15 minutes left in the show, Lynn. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to pray.
Flies, baby.
Yeah, we got to pray for Robert. Yeah, I don't know why Robert. I think Robert thinks that we need him on this show. Robert, we like you on the show. You're funny because you add some tomfoolery to it, but we don't need you on the show. If you don't come to the show, if you don't want to be on the show, don't come. Don't come at all.
I want to be on the show, King J, but you're being a butthead.
You know what, Robert?
Being a butthead? How's he being a butthead?
Because you're a butthead.
Were you looking in the mirror?
Right, yeah. I was looking in the mirror.
At the butt in the mirror. He's asking if the butt the butt in the mirror. If you want to make this butt a bet, a butt, won't you come to stand that let you know you're gay?
King J.
What?
I like wearing panties, King J.
Mwah.
I love wearing panties.
We know. Trust me, we know. We know all about your panty wearing.
You probably got some on now. And
Edward said he's not buffering. He was taking a hemlock shot. Eric McAllister said he should do a song called "Butt in the Mirror," Them Boys Remix. Yes, BB, he did say he wears panties. Everybody, so yeah, Robert Redwine admits to wearing panties.
He's slowly coming out. We'll get it all out.
We're going to get him out one cell at a time, but we're going to get him out. I could just see Robert in a dress, too, Lynn. But he wear one of them dresses. He wouldn't wear one of those tight dresses. He wear one of those flowing dresses so you can see how big his waist is.
See, that's what them sailor pants he had on. He stayed good.
The sailor pants with the Dunlap.
And you have a big waist.
You have a big.
That's my grandson.
Your grandson said you have a big waist.
No, tell him I don't have a big waist, dude.
You have a big waist.
Yeah, your granddaddy does. Okay, you're right.
No, you can't have my necklace, baby.
Yeah.
I'm on the radio.
I put Robert on. I put him on mute.
Robert probably still wearing some CD necklaces.
Wow, Lynn, I don't know what's going on, but I'm trying to run the prayer, and it's 13, 14, 15 seconds, and it's still buffering. No prayer.
Does God pick a team? Does God lay odds and rewards the team that has the most believers? Or is it just our ability? Not that I'm anybody or anything, just asking. What sense does it make to pray for a team to win a game?
God is the reason you are hearing this right now.
Man, they say women are hard to figure out, but who begins more misery on this planet?
Man.
Does man play fair? Does man do God, or does he just talk about God for God's sake? And to put you at a disposition so he can take advantage of you and the power you have to get as close as you can to God. Look around you. TV, internet, and radio bombard you with devilish agendas. But let God in. Let God exist within you, the good of it, and you will see clearly that God is love. There is nothing greater on earth than to follow God's plan of doing good to each other and with each other. Amen.
Amen. Hey, don't forget to tune in to the basement today from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and then from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's Johnny Graham Cracker Davis with the Honeycomb Hideout. Johnny, what you got going on the Honeycomb Hideout?
It's
going
to be on. I got some smooth R&B jazz. Come check out the Honeycomb Hideout with me tonight.
Hey, and on the basement, Miss Tommy Bell, their first guest, will be on the basement live, followed by a Prince musical dedication.
Oh, cool.
Breaking news, Lynn. Ramona Robinson that was on his show was not the news anchor on Emac's show. She was a woman by the same name. She's been in his group for 2 years. People mistake her all the time. And, I don't know who Rick Perry is, Arnie. So you got to tell me who Rick Perry is. And so next week, Lynn, you know, when me, you, and Johnny are on the show, you know, we'll have different people sit in for Robert. When he's not here. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, because Six Eyes could actually take Robert's place.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because Six does it, you know, with the Michael Jackson stuff and everything. Williams Darrell could take Robert's place sometime for the absurdity.
I'm glad you said sometime.
But what would happen is this. Williams Darrell would start off like Robert did, where he's muted all the time,
but
he'd say some dumb stuff. And then he, and then over a period of time, because Robert got kind of smart over a period of time.
Yeah.
You know, just, but then he went through the part, he went through the time where he didn't get, where he didn't get muted for a while. Yeah,
but
then
now
he goes
slipping into darkness. He's slipping into darkness.
Yeah, he's going back to the whole thing. So I don't, you know, if Robert's on the show, it's cool. If he's not on the show, it don't matter. I mean, it ain't like, you know what I mean? You know, he's funny, but we got so many funny people that could take his place. Even your other guy from Chicago, what's his name? They call him sometimes.
Oh, Donald Grammer.
Donald is another good guy that we could have sometimes. So we don't. So it don't necessarily have to be Robert Redwine.
The Bookins.
You know. Yeah. And then when we need Robert, oh yeah, babe. Yeah, you know, I could do something really, really stupid. It'd be
fine. Because you have fooled quite a few people.
The trick is not to say it's you doing it. And it sounds just like him.
Yeah.
Right.
And we just start off the show, you know. Good morning, America. Hello, global internet world. Lion, you got the devil in your butt. So really, we could have Robert without having him disrupt us. Because it pisses me off when he comes in and disrupts the show. And then he tries to fall back into the whole, oh yeah, babe. No, we don't want to hear that, dude. You better bring something better than that. You know what I'm saying? You better bring something better than that. If you're gonna be on this show after missing the whole show with your dumb ass. So tit to tit, nigga.
Tit to tit, baby. Tit to tit.
Okay, here's Jordan's final report card for the year. Let me see.
Okay,
they just sent him.
Uh-oh.
Let me see. Yes. A plus means outstanding.
Okay.
A plus check means very good.
Mm-hmm.
A check means satisfactory.
Okay.
And an N means need improvement. First quarter, a reading, a plus. Check plus, check plus, check plus, check plus. So she ended up with a very good. Grammar and mechanics. Check plus, check plus, check plus, check, I mean plus, check plus. So she got very good. Spelling. Plus, so check plus is very good, and a plus is outstanding. Spelling, plus, check plus, for the end of the year, she got a plus. Handwriting, plus, check plus, end of the year, plus. Mathematics, check plus. Science, check plus. Check plus, end of the year is the last one. Social studies, check plus. So she got 5 check pluses, 5 very goods, and 2 outstandings. Very good. She was absent 6 days, and she was tardy 12. The first quarter, she was absent no days, she was tardy 3. The second quarter, she was absent 5 days. She was tardy 2. The third quarter, she was absent 0 days. She was tardy 6. And the fourth quarter, she was absent 1 day and tardy 1. Jordan has been such a special blessing to me this year. She has grown academically as well as emotionally. I so enjoy her. I know she will succeed wherever life leads her. Thank you for your loving support and encouragement this year. During this quarter, students have written 9 types of poems. We studied Shakespeare's couplet form and wrote 2 poems which were inspired by works of Shakespeare. We ended our writing unit. I'm just reading. Okay, so these are all the comments. So they, she's such a kind. The focus in reading this quarter has been Shakespeare and our novel, Bunicula. The children enjoyed reading three major works by Shakespeare, and they especially loved the mystery, Bunicula. I have been very proud of the effort and energy put into our AR program. Correct punctuation and correct grammar usage were continually reinforced through the use of DOL. Lesson on the correct use of homophones and homographs was stressed. I wonder if Robert Redwine was in this class with the homo thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. All right. Good job, Jordan. What a wonderful little young lady. Oh, wow. Okay, so she did great. Very good across the board here. Bravo. What a wonderful. Okay, so I got to call her today and tell her. If only we could get Robert to be outstanding, Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
That won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
That won't happen. What are you doing, Lenny?
Mm-hmm.
What are you...
I'm just making a sound. That's all.
All right.
Robert ain't going to change, man.
No, he's not. You're right, Lynn. You're right. But you know what I'm afraid? You know what I'm most afraid of, though?
That.
I really am. I joke about it, but I really am afraid that if we, that anything that we did, that Robert, when Robert got a little money, I mean, because you see how he act now. You know, like when he get a little power, you see what he do. He turn into somebody else, but he really turned into who he really is. You know, he really turned into who he really is.
Dr. Robert and Jekyll Redwine.
Yeah, that's what's scary. That's really what's scary about him. That's what will make me really. You know, yeah, and really cautious of, you know, of what, you know, what we bring him in this, how we bring him up in this whole thing. We got to be cognizant of that, especially, you know, Lynn, because, you know, our next step, what we're doing right now, is going to broaden our fan base by a large margin, you know, when we go to, you know, once, you know, and so that you guys know, you know, in the next few weeks, we're going to be part of Intune. Intune is another network that will put us in front of 50 million more people. And, you know, so we had a potential to grow our audience again exponentially. And, you know, we have to be, you know, so, and then we got to figure out if we want to, you know, if we want to cut down on the cursing and all that stuff because our audience is growing and stuff. You know, I mean, we can still be funny, but, you know, Oh my God. Dr. Princess, it's not enough time. Because only
I know
2 minutes
it's
left.
Not enough time. I just wanted to say hello. I'm sitting on the set of Transforming Detroit right now, and I was thinking about you. They were talking about music. I just interviewed LJ Reynolds, and I said, I was talking with one of the cameramen, and I said, you know, I was telling him about you. And I'm talking about club music.
If you said something to LJ Reynolds, LJ Reynolds would say, Jay King is a fellow Aquarian.
Oh yeah, he knows. LJ just loved. I was talking to the cameraman. I said, you know what? A great thing for you to listen to is all about the music. Is about the music business with Jay King. I said, and you need to get his books, the passport books into the music industry. I'm talking to the gentleman about it, and I said, you know what, let me call my friends over at the Jay King Network. Hello, guys. I know it's late. I'm not going to talk to you guys again because I know the show is getting ready to be over.
Yeah, so let me ask you a question. When am I going to be on Transforming?
I want you to come here like yesterday. Why don't we look at the month of July? Let's coordinate our schedules. I will get you here.
Okay, well, you get me there, I will be there. I would love to be on stuff. Hey, so now can people
and, you know,
see
Johnny
Transforming?
Johnny Washington's getting ready to come in here too. Johnny Washington,
now,
I'm getting ready to interview him next, and I'm going to tell him.
But can
about
people
you.
See it? Where can people see? Is it on the internet? How do we see Transforming Detroit?
Right now it's on the local channel. Yeah, right now it's on the local channels, but they are actually working on the YouTube channel and they're launching it. They have all of the shows, and a team is actually putting a very fabulous, it's going to be a television show on YouTube. You'll be able to see it streaming that way. But for here in Michigan, it's aired on the channels here.
And what is the show about?
The show is the same focus of the True Purpose Development Show. We inspire, providing resources and tools, education and entertainment to our viewers and all that they need to have to reach their life's true purpose and their highest potential. That's
okay, now,
doing.
Dr. Princess, we're
yes.
looking at getting rid of Robert Redwine.
Oh,
so, Robert, remember when you
awesome.
Was on the remember when you was on the chopping block with J. Ryle?
Yes.
Yeah, Robert's on the chopping block with us right now.
Oh, what did he do? Did he say what are you wearing too much or something like that? You know.
No, he stopped. He started doing like you. He stopped showing up on time.
Oh.
You know. Yeah, moonlighting. You see when you know when you guys start moonlighting. Remember when you started moonlighting?
I was not moonlighting. I would call J. Ryle. I almost said real. But I was calling J. Ryle, and J. Ryle doesn't disclose things. But then sometimes I haven't called, and I was just tied up, and I didn't call. And I do apologize. This is an official apology.
Yeah, but do you see how that can make it bad for you when you don't show up? You know, people
yes.
used to hearing you on the show.
Yes.
So you know what happened. So instead of playing games with you. Cut you at the knees. Cut you.
He didn't cut me, though. I love J. Ryle. J. Ryle did not cut me. He has shown me love, and I am so grateful for it.
I know, but he was going to. He was going
to
cut you.
I know, he tried to every week.
Well, because not cut. You make him have to. The same way Robert Redwine make me have to cut him.
Oh, don't cut him. I'm going
to
go
I got to cut
here.
I'm going
no,
to tell you what I'm going to
do.
What we're going to do is we're going to let Robert call in whenever he wants to. We're not going to look for him to be here all the time.
Oh, well, maybe there's something going on in his life, J-King. You know, maybe he's down.
No,
I'm going to
tell you, let me tell you what he did. He went to a show last night, got drunk, and didn't show, and then, you know, and then decided not to show up.
Oh,
so you know what that? You know what that equals?
What? Your responsibility. You're making cutting sounds. Why is it that I hear no one else? Is the show over and we're just talking?
No, we're still doing the show. We got extra time.
We're just letting you go on. We can't get a word in.
The show's over. Y'all just talking. Go ahead, keep talking. The show's over. Yeah, I heard the ending, Kings in the Morning. I heard it.
Yeah, me
so go
too,
ahead.
Man.
Yeah. You heard it too, Johnny? Yeah, go ahead,
yeah.
Keep talking.
Hey, listen, I want to sign up. I want to get some petitions signed. I think that
oh,
J. Ryle
you just say
has
the show
kicked
over?
Us off. He's kicked the sister time off on Wednesday. Did you guys hear me? I think J. Ryle kicked the sister time off on Wednesdays. I think we need to sign a petition for that.
Well, I mean, I'm sure the reason why he kicked you off was for a good reason.
No, he just, I mean, we were sitting on the show last week, and he said, oops, thank you for calling.
Robert Redwine is calling in again, Lynn. Should I?
Answer the phone. Oh.
If he says something. The show's over. Put him up.
If you,
the show's
you say
over.
One,
the show's over.
Yeah, you say one dumb thing. And you,
okay, I'm going to say this. I love Princess Odelia. Oh, yeah, babe. She took up for me. She's such a sweetheart. I love her.
Oh my God! You know what? Now that's this week.
Well, he is just kissing ass, ain't he?
Okay, now listen, Robert. I've gone to bat for you, but you've got to keep it cool, man. You know we're always on the hot seat, and you know hot seat people have to stick together. But guess what? I believe that there's something you're obviously going through. And we're understanding because we're all family here. so we are understanding that you have issues. I do not like that, oh, yeah, babe. I think it's disgusting and just intrusive completely. But, however, I think that maybe, just maybe, you deserve another chance. So please behave and try not to obey everybody, okay?
Yeah, I will. Can you counsel me and lay my head on your lap?
Oh, yeah, babe.
What?
There you go. That's who you was keeping up for. That's who you was promoting.
Okay, listen, Johnny Washington is walking in the studio, and I've got to get off the phone. And I love you all so much.
So
take
basically,
we're coordinate. You're coming down here.
Johnny Washington,
yeah.
Or Keith Washington?
Yeah. Johnny Washington is Keith Washington. Are you Keith Washington's brother or cousin?
Cousin.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
So glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. You want to say hi to some people. We're hearing out of California on radio.
Okay.
And you are doing some great things. You've heard of Jay King from Club Nouveau?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, this is Jay King right on the line, and his show is live, the Jay King Show.
Okay.
They're out of Cali right now. So I want you to say hi real quick before we start and while they're plugging you up. Hold on, Jay. Johnny Washington. I don't know what you're doing now.
Hey, how are you, Jay?
Hey, Johnny, how you doing?
What's up, man? Keith, we're doing very well.
Now Keith is he back in L.A. now?
Well, he's on his way. I mean, the Marvin Gaye play just left town, but he'll be back in L.A. in the next week or so.
Okay, good. Yeah, tell Keith, I said, hey, get my number from Dr. Princess and tell Keith to holler at me.
Hey, can I say something to Johnny?
No, you cannot.
Oh.
Because you're not even on this show.
I just want to be sexy like Keith Washington.
You don't even on the show, Johnny. Don't worry about that. He's a dude on our show who's halfway out the closet, halfway in the closet. He don't know if he want to be or not. So I'm not gonna let him. He'll be asking you what you're wearing and all kind of stuff. The next thing you know, he'll be asking you for your phone number, and he'll be telling he'll be Robert Washington next week. Literally, he changed his name. He was with Darius McCrary used to come on my show. And he's such a little creep monster. Next thing you know, he sent us some business cards. He was Robert McCrary. Go figure.
Well, see, he's all things, right?
Well, yeah. Well, he's too many things. Now, so Johnny, what do you do? Johnny, what do you do?
Well, I'm a producer of major events, stage plays, outdoor events. I right now producing two major events in the city of Detroit, our 15th annual Ribs and R&B Music Festival. And then we have a historical piece, Detroit Paradise Valley Music Festival, which takes place in July 19th through the 21st.
And who do you guys have performing there?
Well, we're going to have Ronnie Laws, Tom Brown, Jamaica Funk. We've got the Daz Band. We've got Christopher Williams. And, you know, Detroit is loaded with national and international entertainment right here in our own backyard. So we're going to be featuring a lot of our legendary groups right here in the city of Detroit as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. And what day is that? Okay, you know what, Robert?
That's why
you're back on mute again, because your dumb ass couldn't. I took him off mute to try to get him. To give him a little time, but again, he blows
right.
And then
for the Rib Fest, which takes place August 9th, 10th, and 11th, we've got the Mary Jane Girls coming in with a big tribute to Rick James. We've got Lucens coming in, a number of other big groups. Maybe Angela Winbush may come in and join us for that weekend, as well as. Yeah, the Mary Jane Girls are going to be hot. They're going to be hot. We also have the legendary group, the Enchantments, that's going to perform that weekend as well with us. So, yeah, we got
some.
Okay, you're managing Karen White.
Yeah, I manage
Superwoman.
Karen White. Oh, yes.
Man, we would love to. We would love to see. We need to talk and see if we can get her in on this big stage in Detroit. I think Detroit would love to
call
see
me.
Her, man.
Call me. Get my information from Dr. Princess. Tell her to give you my number
we'll
and call
do.
Me after you guys are done.
Right, we'll do that. We'll do that.
Okay.
Well, listen, man, thanks for having me, man. And
I look forward to
that information, and I'll talk with you. Let's say I'll touch base with you like Monday, Tuesday, next week.
That'll be great.
Okay. All right, man, thanks for having
me. Okay.
All right, guys,
Johnny.
I love you all. I got to go. I love you guys.
All right, we love you, Dr. Princess. Johnny?
Oh, okay, bye-bye.
Are you there, Johnny?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see. Do we, Robert, you're an ignoramus. I just want you to know that. And because you're ignoramus, you might not last on this show.
Why are you saying that? Don't hurt my feelings, please. I love you so much, King Jay.
Why would you say, "Oh yeah, babe," in the middle of this guy talking about his what he's doing?
Because it was a "Oh yeah, babe" moment. Oh yeah, babe.
It was not a "Oh yeah, babe" moment, dum dum. No, you're not. We're gonna talk about Paris Jackson before we get out of here.
All right.
You ran. I just want you to know, Lynn Tolliver is so disgusted with you. He just hung up.
King Jay, you know we're past 10 o'clock Pacific.
I know what time it is. You don't worry about it.
Okay.
We know what we're doing.
Oh yeah, babe.
You ain't part of this show. You're lucky that you even get to talk right now.
Thank you, King Jay.
Okay, what's wrong?
Paris was rushed to the hospital at around 2 a.m. after police received a 911 call half an hour before the website reports. The news comes hours after she posted a series of messages on her Twitter account. This one reads, "Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay." Beatles quote from the song Yesterday. Paris's biological mother, Debbie Rowe, told ET that Paris had, quote, "a lot going on lately" and was hospitalized with cuts on her wrist. Joining me to discuss this is Yu Young Lee, HuffPost celebrity editor. So, Yu Young, what do we know?
We know that she is being described as a possible suicide attempt, and we also know that Katherine Jackson, her grandmother, confirmed the news, and also Debbie Rowe, her biological mother, confirmed the news as well. Katherine Jackson's lawyer apparently said something to the effect of, as we all know, Michael Jackson, her father, has died, but what preempted or forced this event to happen, we don't know yet.
Are you young? Well, I'm sure you'll be keeping an eye on it over on the celebrity desk here at HuffPost.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll have you back on. We'll get an update from you. Thanks for joining.
All right. So, as you guys know, Paris decided to, first of all, I think, Michael Jackson is, the anniversary of his death is coming up. June 25th. This is a little young girl who's 15 years old who is going through a lot of emotional and mental, it's bad enough being a 15-year-old. It's just tough enough already. And then, Michael Jackson's daughter is a lot, if that's not pressure enough. And then, all the scrutiny, as much as she got love, she's getting hate. It's not, it's not just people just showing her love. There are some people that are very hateful. Some people probably saying really ratchet things to her about not being Michael's real daughter or not looking like Michael or him being black and her being white. All those horrible things.
I don't think that matters.
It doesn't matter. But when people are saying these to you and you're a kid, it matters. It matters if you don't have somebody there to protect you and to protect you from the hallelujah that what people call the gospel when it's not real.
And that's what Michael was doing.
Yeah, and so I believe that this young girl, Robert.
Yes. King.
Do you want to stay? Do you want to keep your mic open?
Yes, boss. Yes, king, the king of all kings.
I suggest that you, Robert, keep your comments muted and short.
Yes, sir.
It was first reported that Paris's hospitalization was due to possible suicide attempts. Paris's biological mother, Debbie Rowe, confirmed it to ET that Paris had a lot going on and was hospitalized. The shocking news comes just hours after Paris posted a series of messages. OMG, that conversation quickly escalated. I wonder why tears are so salty. A lawyer for Paris's grandmother, Catherine, also confirmed the news, telling the New York Daily News she suffered with the loss of her father. But we don't know what she was exposed to that precipitated this. And Perry Sanders Jr., a lawyer for Roe, released a statement to multiple publications saying the family was asking for privacy. Being a sensitive 15-year-old is difficult, no matter who you are. It is especially difficult when you lose a person close to you. Paris is physically fine and is getting appropriate medical attention. So when they say she's physically fine, I know mentally that she is taking a tough emotional beating. You know, they were, Edward says she gets hate because she is an entitled, overprivileged, spoiled brat. And no, that's not it, Edward. She gets hate because people that make assumptions like what you're doing right now because you don't know her. And the reason why you would call her overprivileged is because of the lifestyle that's been afforded to her because of her father's hard work. That's not overprivileged. And I'm not about to cry, Amani. That's the last thing that I'm doing. But she's not overprivileged. I think most 15-year-old girls, most girls are spoiled by their father or by their parents anyway. As a matter of fact, I believe Michael. Is this Michael calling in right now?
Yes.
Michael.
Oh, yeah, I'm sexy.
Michael, Robert, what did I tell you?
Sorry about that.
I told
you.
No, it's okay. You're on mute. Don't worry. I took care of it for you. Michael.
Yes.
You see what Paris is going through?
Yes. She's going through a hard time now. You know, this is oh so much for her.
Michael, all you have to do is come out the closet and say, Paris, I'm here. Mother, I'm here. But you choose to stay anonymous. Why do that?
Well, look here. Monday, we're going to announce it. Monday, and we're going to announce it on June 23rd, 24th. Okay?
Okay.
And we're going to get this, we're going to get this together. Because Mother's hurting, and I know Paris is hurting oh so much.
But Mike, I don't get it. I don't understand why, you see what's going on. The $40 billion that AEG is being sued for,
yes.
You know, Your estate is on an upswing. Why not now just come out and say, I'm here?
Because I want to see them realize and actually appreciate me. They didn't appreciate me in life.
Okay.
You know, I'm getting so much love now, you know. And it feels
now,
good.
Now, who do you think, who wasn't appreciating you? Who didn't appreciate you?
A lot of people, you know, in the business, you know, it's a revolving door. You know, you have your staff, you know, that you get close with, and you know all about it. And it's people like that, you know, people that's supposed to be close. Jermaine.
But,
even.
Mike, well, I thought you and Jermaine, I mean, I don't know if you saw the funeral, but, you know, but
I know,
Jermaine really...
I know Jermaine, but Jermaine, he could be moody sometimes.
Okay.
You know, and you never know about Jermaine.
But what about Randy?
You know,
Randy was always there for you.
Randy, yes. And of course,
and
Janet.
Yes, and LaToya, it seems like LaToya has gone on to be, you know, to really flourish since. You're supposed to, you know.
Because she thinks I'm gone. Right. But you don't hear her when Mother's in the kitchen having her bagel and coffee. You don't hear the noise that Toya makes in the basement. You don't hear it.
So, I mean, LaToya's making a record. Is that the noise you're talking about?
If you want to call it that, she's making so much noise in the basement.
Mike, I'm still... trying to understand what you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do now? Are you going to come out the closet, so to speak, and let your fans know, Russ, once and for all, you know, I'm here. I have a
plan. Listen, we're going to announce it Monday.
Okay.
We're going to announce it on two networks. And we're going to start with yours, and then we're going to do the other network, and you know which one that is.
Okay. Six Eye.
Yes, yes. And we'll do that Monday. But, you know, Now, as far as Mother goes, you know, we have to break this, you know, to her, you know, because she's getting up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joseph is, you know, he's still being Joseph, still trying to paddle that cologne, still trying to moonwalk. You know, it's hot, you know, so he gets stuck in the pool. You know, Maine's coming by, messing up the floor. So it's just a lot going on.
So now, Edward from Connecticut says that Paris is overprivileged. And I said she's not overprivileged. And then he sent me the definition of overprivileged, having too many privileges. That you worked
I've worked hard for her to have a comfortable life.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Many nights got no sleep, you know?
So what do you say when people say Paris is overprivileged? What do you say to them?
I say that they just need to let her be, you know, because I've worked hard. You know, ask Edward, does he have any kids?
Well, he can hear you, so you're asking him right now. I have a question for you. This is concerning Kanye Kim.
Jay King's News Reel.
Kim Kardashian consults with friends on how to raise a biracial child. I'm going to read this story to you, Michael, and then I'd like to know what advice you would give her, being that you have biracial children.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian has recently come out as saying that the child she is about to have with Kanye West will not see people based on race. Some people feel that the child might have a lofty identity crisis on his hands due to the different cultures and upbringings of both parents. Kardashian rebuffs these critics' concerns and says that her child will be worldly and familiar with many different cultures. Obviously, you want your children, for me, to travel the world and experience different races and different cultures everywhere. So I think that would be something that is important to me, to give so much information as I could, says Kardashian. Kardashian says that she's also been getting some pointers on the subject from her friends in interracial relationships to gain some insight on how to make the mixing of separate cultures combine more cohesively. I have a lot of friends that are all different nationalities, and their children are biracial, so they have kind of talked to me a little bit about it and what to expect and what not to expect. But I think that the most important thing is how I want to raise my children is to just not see color. It's beautiful that Kardashian wants her children to not feel as though race matters, but it is ultimately unrealistic no matter how culturally inclusive or culturally rich the child's home life is. Outside, the world is entirely a different story. Mike, what do you say to this? What would you say to the Kardashian Kanye West child?
Just show it love. You have to show it love, and you just have to ignore, you know, people. You know, the beauty of it is they're going to have a good life, comfortable life, but you. It's all on the people. You can't worry about it. You know. You grow
Edward
up.
Edward says, "Okay, now, Edward is really. He says he has children. He says he has a child, and he's a foster parent. And he says he says that you can't give advice because you do not have biracial kids. He said those kids are pure white. They look like Hitler's dream. What do you say to that?
You know what? He's an ignorant ass."
Well, you know, not speaking of ignorant, but Kim, I just saw that you're here. How you doing, Kim?
Good morning, Jay. That was a good
one. Good morning.
Okay, I'm not mad.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. You go ahead. You what?
No, I said I was just opening up your mic, and Edward said something ignorant. And I just saw you, so I wasn't going to.
Yeah.
I didn't want to mix those two.
Right. Okay. Thanks for trying to clean it up. But anyways, I have two questions for Mr. Jackson, if he doesn't mind.
Yes. Hello. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Kimberly.
Oh yeah, baby. Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. My two questions are, one, why are you letting an innocent man suffer through a trial and through imprisonment because of your negligence? Speaking
Listen, sister.
Yes, sir.
He tried to kill me, okay?
Is that the story you're going to stick to? Because I believe that you are letting him suffer for your ill. I mean, he's not the first doctor that you paid and or hired.
Listen. I work oh so hard. This is it. And if you keep talking, this is going to be it for you.
Okay,
Michael, that's a legitimate question. I mean, Conrad Murray is in jail for your murder, but, I mean, you know and I know that you're still here.
So the same question I asked
for you about, you know, for your mother, for mother, and for your children is the same question I asked for Dr. Conrad Murray. When is enough enough, Mike? I mean, I think you proved your point.
You know what? We're gonna get him out. But he had to learn. He had to learn a lesson. Okay.
Okay. My second question, if I may.
Yes.
Okay. My second question is pertaining to your three children. I'd like to know, Mr. Jackson, did you ejaculate or did you penetrate?
Elise.
That's so nasty.
Listen,
Robert. She's talking to Michael Jackson.
I am also a gentleman, but I tell you, it wasn't the first one, baby.
Well, thank you for taking my questions, Mr. Jackson, and I hope you have a great death.
And I love you so much.
Now, Michael, a lot of people think that you're dead, and then there's some people that think that you're just, you know, that this is a conspiracy. Why?
Listen.
And Mike, there were some people that when they found out that you died, they killed themselves.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Those people that killed themselves upon finding that you died.
I was hurt by that.
That didn't make you want to come out and say, "Hey, you know what? I'm still here. I'm sorry. You know, the situation with AEG is too much."
Well, I figure if I did that, it would be more people in shock, you know, so I just thought to lay low just for a little bit.
But do you see how your death has affected people and continues to? Here we are 4 years later, Mike, and we're still having the same conversation.
Yes, but if I come back, can you help me come back?
What do you want me to do, Mike? I provide a platform for you. We let you talk to Joe and... And, you know, I mean, we've had many intervention conversations for you and the family.
Yeah.
I mean, what else can I do?
You just be there. And we're going to start Monday with Mother when she has her coffee and bagel.
Okay.
And then, like I said, both networks, you know, we'll get this together.
And now Eric McAllister said, is it true that Jermaine's hair juice caused Mike's vitiligo?
No. But it is true that it caused Mother to be in traction.
Okay.
Yeah.
It
causes Joseph to be stuck in the pool. You know, it's getting hot. It's hot out there. You know, and he goes swimming. You know, Jermaine likes to waddle around in the pool, and, you know, Joseph gets stuck. That's what it causes.
So, Mike, we're going to look forward to having you on Kings in the Morning, and... hopefully we can clear this up. My name is Jay King with Lynn Tolliver, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, and we'll see if Robert Redwine's going to make it. Telling you to get busy living because you're going to have another.
Kings and Honin, your favorite Block Talk radio show. Kings and Honin. Kings in the morning. Kings in the morning. Kings in the morning. Kings in the morning.